Good morning. We'd like to see the title, Fleshly Work, in Galatians chapter 6, verses 11 through 18. For online pupils, we'd like to suggest three questions. In verse 12, as many as desire to make a good showing in the flesh, this would compel you to be circumcised, only that they may not suffer persecution for the cross of Christ. What does the phrase, only that they may not suffer persecution for the cross of Christ, mean? Question 2, in verse 13, not even those who are circumcised keep the law. What does this verse mean? The last question in verse 16, as many as work according to this rule, what is this rule? First of all, we'd like to see background. Disciple Paul, probably in 35 AD, he accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as a Savior in light of the book of Acts chapter 9. Then in 45 AD, 10 years later, after he accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, he began to minister, to teach the Bible at Antioch Church in the book of Acts chapter 11, verse 25. So, Galatians chapter's main theme is salvation based upon only faith alone. So, disciple declares the gospel of grace. Human part does not require anything. Judaizers is a contrary or opponent to Judaizers. They alleged that for salvation, faith and work are required. So here, work example in a circumcision right here. So in order to support today the study of the Word of God, we suggest two key verses. Galatians chapter 6 verse 8, for he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption, but he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. So here the flesh is contrary to the Spirit. The flesh cannot be cooperated with the Spirit at all. Galatians chapter 5 verse 16 and 17, we can see, I say then, work in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. So we can see the Spirit is against the flesh. These are contrary to one another. Today, majority of Christians, unfortunately, they started in a Spirit matter, but during process through flesh works. So output is called as a fruit, or increase. There is an increase, most of them carnal, increase. Carnal, output. So we'd like to see the starting Spirit work, also during process Spirit work. So then output is from God, not from self and flesh. Verse 11, see with what large letters I have written to you with my own hands. So here disciple talks about he wrote in large letters rather than tiny letters. Why? In Galatians chapter 4, verse 15, we got hint. Disciple Paul had a problem of eyesight. What then was the blessing you enjoyed? For I bear you witness that, if possible, you would have plucked out your own eyes and give them to me. So, Galatians Christians has love to disciple Paul. That's why, if possible, Galatians Christians want to pluck out their own eyes to disciple Paul. So, we can see the hint or the clue of disciple Paul's eye problem. Also, Romans chapter 16, verse 21, said, Tertius, who wrote this epistle, greet you in the Lord. So Tertius is the scribe to God and dictated the letter by disciple Paul. So disciple used his secretary or scribe to dictate his own letter. So, we can see disciples had an eye problem. So, but we are two types of commentators. One, you know, type of commentators, disciple, only wrote the last part of greeting from verses 11 through verse 18. So Galatians, Torah chapter 6, but the last part in verse 11 through 18. So some kind of to emphasize his genuine writing of this particular letter. So that is one type of interpretation, but the second type of interpretation, disciple wrote down an entire chapters of Galatians, because the entire chapter of Galatians very short, only chapter 6, unlike in Romans. Romans a lot of chapters, the 16th, like almost more than double, the chapters of Galatians 6. You know, Romans chapter, Torah chapter 16, Romans entire Romans verse written by Tertius as disciples and scribe, right? So two interpretation, whatever you like, you may choose that. Then, as many as desire to make a good showing in the flesh. So many people want to show his own flesh. This would compel you to be circumcised. So they compel you. They force Galatian Christians to get circumcised, because Judaizers believe that for salvation, we had to get faith meaning faith in the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. Plus work, a lot of the Mosaic law work kind of thing. So one example, right here, circumcision. Only that day, Judaizers may not suffer persecution for the cross of Christ. What does it mean? So, as you know, disciple Paul got a lot of persecution. Disciple Paul suffered a lot of persecution for the cross of Christ. So we can see the 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 24 through 28, disciple Paul said, in stripes above a measure. So immeasurable, he got in stripes, frequently prison, imprisonment, in deaths is often, almost dead. From the Jews, 5 times I received 40 stripes minus 1. So 39 times 5 stripes from Jewish guy. 3 times I was beaten with rods. 1 I was stoned. 3 times I was shipwrecked. 1 night and 1 day in the deep. In journeys often, In palace, a lot of palace over warriors, palace over robbers, palace my own countrymen, in palace of the Gentiles, in palace in the city, in the palace in the wilderness, in palace in the sea, in the palace among false brethren. Then in weariness and toil, sleeplessness often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness. So this kind of persecution for the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ, besides the other things, what comes upon daily, my deep concern for all the churches, or for all born-again Christians, all the churches meaning the group of Christians. So basically, Judaizers try to discredit disciple Paul's persecution for the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. So that means, so because then rather than Judaizers said, you know, the only additional requirement to circumcision, you know, required for salvation. So disciple Paul's persecution, all the persecutions was meaningless. For not even those who are circumcised keep the law here. Even those, even Judaizers, they doesn't keep the law. The law meaning the law in entirety. So the Galatians chapter 3 verse 10, disciples said, for as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse, for it is written, because why? Cursed is everyone who does not continue in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. So if you violated a little law and all things of the law, you are violated the entire law. So one example, the God said, love love your neighbor as yourself. Here, as meaning exactly the same as yourself, your own thing. So which meaning, I am hungry, the other person, he is hungry. So if I am hungry, you should take some food. So you should provide exactly the same food to your neighbor hunger. So, but in reality, not only hungry people, a lot of hungry people on the earth. So you should feed up all of them, because Jesus said, love your neighbor as yourself. So it is impractical. So I cannot perform perfectly to reach the required law in the Bible. That's why I am under curse. So that meaning, so those Judaizers cannot keep the entire law. But they desire to have you circumcised, that they may boast in your flesh. So they forced you meaning Galatians, to get circumcised. Why? Because they want to boast circumcision, the work of own flesh. So that is a problem. Titus chapter 3 verse 5, not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit. Not works of righteousness versus renewing of the Holy Spirit. So you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. Because of that faith, your sin was completely washed away. Then you got the imputative righteousness. But God forbid, certainly not, that I should boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. What does it mean? Only I can boast the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. So, cross of the Lord Jesus Christ, Romans chapter 5 and verse 20 through verse 63 said, moreover, the Lord entered that the offense might abound, but where sin abounded, grace abounded much more. So that as sin reigned in death, even so grace might reign through righteousness to eternal life through Jesus our Lord. Right here it talks about the Lord actually revealer of offense. So the revealer of offense, the law is coming too. Therefore, the lot of flesh work is revealed as a sin. So the law coming to the offense abound, offense or sin abound. So where sin abound, grace abounded much more. Why? Grace meaning the only faith required, freely a merit given favor. So all sins, abounded sin, more abounded sin, is completely washed away. So more abounded sin, more to be cleansed away. That's why more sin abounded, more grace abounded. So there, as sin reigns in death. So sin's ultimate result is death, but his grace is everlasting life. So we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, so shall have everlasting life. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? The question. So in order to get more grace, so we want to continue commit sin in there. That's the question. The answer is not. Certainly not. Absolutely not. How shall we who died to sin to live any longer in it? What does it mean? So we died to sin, so totally different dimension. No longer subject to sin, or no longer subject to revealer of sin or rule or law, no longer subject to flesh. Or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ were baptized in his death? So when Jesus Christ was crucified on the cross, that moment, we also, our flesh things, ever sin, is into death, through Jesus Christ's crucifixion. So John chapter 19 verse 30 said, so when Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, it is finished, and bowing his head, he gave up his, it's finished, it's complete, it is perfect. No longer anything human things, human flesh work, required. So finished meaning simply is finished. So therefore the cross, Jesus said it is finished, meaning Jesus talked about the work of redemption. Also Jesus talked about the work of imputed righteousness. Imputed righteousness, which means Jesus' righteousness is imputed to me based upon our faith. So we know that Jesus was dead on the cross, we bloodshed to cleanse our sin, then was buried and third day rose again. So rose again, so the two, Jesus' crucifixion and Jesus' resurrection, two together. So that, whoever believes in the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, shall restore his relationship with God, because of Adam, the breached the relationship with God by eating forbidden fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. So, but the restored based upon the relationship restoration with God the Father. Therefore, Jesus Christ's righteousness, because Jesus is a sinless person, was a ransom to cleanse away our sins and all people's sins. So that's why so Jesus' righteousness is imputed to us upon our faith, incurring the restoration of a relationship with God the Father. So there's, it's a finished, which means Jesus talked about the work of redemption, which means to cleanse away all sins, no longer anything required. Also, Jesus talked about the work of imputed righteousness. So, by whom the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. This is like a unity kind of crucified to me. The world crucified to me, I crucified to the world, which means I have no longer interest in the world. So, world itself has no charming point or allurement or a temptation point at all. So, no interest in the world. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything. So in Christ, so human flesh work is totally irrelevant. So the work of a flesh, you know, is irrelevant. So the circumcision is one example of a flesh work in Christ. Therefore, in Christ, we all believers are not totally depraved, nor even little depraved at all in Christ, because Jesus said it is a finished work. So that is Jesus imputed righteousness upon us. So that's why in Christ there is no condemnation, there is no total depraved or no little depraved either. So that's grace, the human part doesn't require anything. So, but a new creation. So, in Christ, we become a new creation. The 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 said, therefore, anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. So, new creature. All things have passed away. All things, all sin, or the will of sin, which is a law requiring something, flesh work, everything passed away. Behold, all things have become new. So we are a new creature. So in Christ, we are in no condemnation. And as many as work according to this rule, peace and mercy be upon this rule, which meaning the rule of a cross. The cross is cross meaning crucifixion of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a finished work. This rule, the rule of the cross, gives us peace. But if you do not have the rule of a cross as a finished work, you still struggle for the reaching certain rule in the law of the Bible, in entirety. But you always feel shortage over the required rule in the law in the Bible. That's why you would have no longer mercy and peace rather than stress, the struggle, like that. But he is accomplished. It is finished. So Jesus' righteousness is imputed in me. So that's why peace and mercy be upon them and upon the Israel of God. So Israel is the literal meaning governed by God. So not just Israel, the bloodly coming from to Jacob. Jacob means Israel. So Genesis said that is Jacob, the change of Israel after Jacob, to win the battle with God, that is Israel, but literal meaning governed by God. So, but although Judaizers got circumcised, but the Judaizers not, working in the Spirit, in the Holy Spirit, so they are not, the Israelite, because they are not controlled by God. There is also 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17 said, now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. So we are no longer be bound to the flesh work. So that's why the Spirit, we are bound to the Spirit. So the Spirit control me, we have a liberty. wherever the Spirit, you know, guides me, leads me, we just follow, you know. So the leader is Spirit. So the Holy Spirit gives us liberty. Also, Hebrews chapter 3, verses 18, 19, and to whom did he swear that they would not enter his rest, but to those who did not obey? So we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief. So this is Hebrews chapter 3, brought one example. The Israelites, you know, some people could not enter promised land led by Joshua. Why not? Because they did not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, but rather than complain against the Israelite, you know, spy, you know, joined we together all, you know, the other 10 spies beyond Joshua and Caleb, you know, so like because of unbelief. So we need the belief in the law over the cross. So then we can have, you know, peace and mercy. Mercy meaning the Lord Jesus Christ completed, cleansed away my sins. From now on, let no one trouble me, for I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus. This is a very emotional, you know, phrase. Basically, disciples, don't bother me any longer, because the Colossians, you know, brought, you know, the Judaizers, you know, some kind of happening. Or Corinthian churches, a lot of, you know, the church carnal problem brought, you know, like that. So don't bother me any longer, because I have, you know, the marks of the Lord Jesus Christ. The marks meaning the lot of scars on the body. So we already talked about the Paul, you know, got a lot of persecution, right? Stripes, you know, a lot of paddles, you know, sleeplessness, you know, something like that. So a lot of markers. Then the last verse, brethren, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen. So the disciple Paul, final, you know, the exciting benediction, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. So this is gospel of grace. So the human part does not require anything else, only believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. So then the spiritually controlled Christians naturally will produce works. Nature will produce works. So works is a mere evidence whether or not you are a true Christian or not. So for salvation separate, works does not require. So let's see each question in verse 12. Only that they may not suffer persecution for the cross of Christ. What does this phrase mean? So basically, Judaizers, you know, try to discredit disciples in, you know, persecution for the cross of Christ, rather than insisting circumcision requirement for salvation. Question 2 in verse 13. For not even those who are circumcised keep the law. What does it mean? So even those, the legalists or Judaizers who are circumcised, because circumcision covenant with the Israelites through Abraham was required. So not, you know, keep the law, the meaning of the law in its entirety. So the Judaizer cannot keep the law in its entirety. Human being, that's impossible, you know, because the law does not, law is not, you know, justifier. Law is simply reveal, you know, the sin. So how much we are sinners, then the law leads us, you know, to go to Jesus Christ. So that is, you know, the rule of a cross. That is last question in verse 16. And as many as work according to this rule, peace and mercy be upon them. So this rule, you know, keeps peace and mercy. So what is this? This rule, verse 14 said, God forbid that I should boast except in the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. This rule meaning this rule of the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we will boast the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ to everyone. So unbeliever, you know, we want to introduce the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior to the unbelievers. Let's just sing song all together, Amazing Grace. Then we are going to have a benediction. God bless you.